Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't want to miss a second of our visit with our good friend Steve Forbes, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the magazine, the website, all the different things that they do there. You need to know about what they got going on. Forbes.com is the website, and if you look around hard enough, you might even find me on that website. I'm grateful, Steve, that the Forbes folks allow me to put a little bit of my stuff up on their website. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us.
We always go for excellence.
Thanks, Steve. You were a presidential candidate back in the 90s. I guess in 2000. You ran a couple of times, didn't you?
I did, in 1996 and in 2000.
Yeah, and as I've said many times, and I always like saying it, I'd be happy to live in an America where there was a president, Steve Forbes, and because I think the world would be a better place, Steve. But now you're an agitator and having a lot of fun doing that, but your party, the Republican Party, I'm not sure if it's sick or just befuddled or what's going on. What do you think? How's the campaign going so far for the Republicans?
Well, the campaign is just starting to get underway, whereas 4 years ago it was already heated and you had a lot of fights, people dropping out as well as coming in. And this one is very unsettled, as we all know, and people are not happy with what they're seeing out there, which is why people like Governor Rick Perry of Texas is looking at it, and maybe even Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin may be pushed in. Governor of my home state, Chris Christie, is under a lot of pressure, even though he's made it clear he's not running. So people are looking, and when the process gets underway and we finally get a field of candidates, I think eventually a strong one will emerge. And we have to remember that when we look at the other side, on the Democrat side, in the late 1980s, Bill Clinton was seen as a governor of a small state who made a disastrous speech at the convention. And 4 years later, he unseats an incumbent. So I'm looking for pro-growth messages. I was glad Pawlenty did one. I wish he'd gone after Romney on health care in that debate.
Right.
I'm very eager to see what Governor Perry is going to put on the table if he decides to run. If we go with a Reagan-esque platform, a strong dollar, simplifying the tax code, stopping the binge spending, starting over again on health care, some of these crazy financial regulations that are going to crush community banks, I think we'll win this thing.
Well, so who do you can now? Romney is the front runner as of right now, and primarily I think because of his name recognition, not necessarily his platform. But do you think Romney can beat Obama?
I don't think Romney's going to, at the end of the day, Jim is going to end up getting the nomination. It could happen. But his refusal to back off on Romney care in Massachusetts is a huge mistake. I mean, his health care plan mandates you have to buy health insurance. Mm-hmm. And that's what Obamacare does. So I don't see much of the distinction between the two. He believes in global warming and a few other things. So, maybe he could beat Obama, but I'm not sure he's going to beat the other Republicans. And the base wants a true blue conservative, Reagan-esque conservative. We know we have to appeal to independents and the like, but you can do that with a positive message. Nobody, for example, likes the current tax code.
Well, that's exactly right. But that's the question: Can a true blue conservative Republican be elected today? I mean, we all know that the fight is in the middle for the independents. And are those folks going to listen? Are they going to listen to? I mean, are they prepared to take the medicine that America has to take to get ourselves back on track?
Well, I think people know we have to make changes in the Social Security and Medicare, and I think there are ways to do it. which doesn't mean, you know, taking it away from grandma or raising the retirement age to 95. The real problem comes with younger people, and people are open to making changes there, and I think there are some good ones that can be made. And
right.
that people know that we got to stop the spending. But if you combine it with simplifying the tax code, combine it so you can get the real earnings on your savings again, combine it so that entrepreneurs can flourish again, I think people would take the package. That's the key thing. It's got to be part of a package.
If I were running for president now on the Republican ticket, I'd be all over the Obama NLRB for attacking. I wrote two things down here for our conversation today, Steve. I wrote down NLRB, National Labor Relations Board, v. Boeing. The NLRB against Boeing. And we've talked about that on the show. And then I wrote below that Obama versus business. Right now, I'm not sure that there's much of a difference. And if I were to run for the president on the Republican ticket, I'd be all over this issue. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and the Boeing thing is just the beginning. The NLRB is about to consider regulations that are going to make it very much easier for unions to unionize, shortening the time period so that employers can't get their message out to their workers. They're trying to rig the deck, and the proposals they're considering now on that, on the rules of organization, the biggest changes in over 60 years. They knew they couldn't get their stuff through Congress, but now they're going to try to do a lot of this bad stuff by regulatory fiat.
That's
what Boeing is just the beginning.
President Obama's been doing that all along, but is this situation with Boeing, quickly, Steve, is there any precedent for it at all?
No, not at all. And once upon a time in this country, you could move where you wanted to. You didn't have to have
Imagine that, folks. It's amazing. If you don't know about the Boeing South Carolina issue, you need to learn more about it. It's going to be in this next election. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.